It's intermission time, folks. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right over to our refreshment center for the most extravagant array of refreshment goodies ever assembled under one roof. Enjoy breathtaking, mouth-watering goodies. Everything from a snack to a delicious full meal. At our refreshment center, you'll find a large variety of goodies to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, or your sweet tooth. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Visit our refreshment center now. The show starts in 10 minutes.
All right, the McHenry Outdoor is truly a throwback to simpler times, but that's exactly what we need right now. Scott Dean is the proprietor of the McHenry Outdoor Drive-In Theater, and he joins me on what continues to be a very busy night. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Dave. How have you been?
I am good. This has got to be for you, because all I see, I'm a big drive-in proponent, you know that, and all I see in social media and the news is it's all about the drive-in. This must be one hell of a ride for you.
It is. It's you know, every summer is memorable in its own unique way, but this one...
That's a good one.
Get in line. Yeah. I mean, there's a laundry list of reasons this will never be forgotten, and I got to tell you, most of them are pretty positive.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've been doing not only movies, but you've been doing, like, concerts and other things, too, right?
We have. You know, I was thinking, like, so we can only, there are no new movies, so we can only show older features. But I'm like, you know, this might be the year to try out some things I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they work, great, maybe we'll do more of them. And if they don't, well, you know, this was the time to learn that lesson. So we've been doing a lot of concerts. We'll be having some live comedians on stage. We've had some pretty big productions,
yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun. But you have to keep things interesting, I guess, to keep
Absolutely.
This place, you know, at the forefront of everyone's minds.
Here's what I'm thinking: American Graffiti and the three part Happy Days episode where Fonzie meets Pinky Tuscadero. That's what I want to see on the big screen.
Let me make a few calls on that.
Okay, get Paramount on the line, will you please?
Oh, we'll make it happen.
But, you know, you said you got to do some different things. And what caught my eye on social media this week is this weekend and through next week, you're doing Christmas in July, which is another old school thing, right? No, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it's, again, it's just to keep people talking, you know, and I was kind of shocked. I thought, you know, this might be a cute little novelty. Maybe it's one of those things where more people talk about it as a, oh my gosh, you see what the drive-in theater's playing, you know, Elf and Christmas Vacation. I don't know. The response that we got just on like Facebook posts and stuff has been unbelievable.
It's brilliant.
It's almost rivaling the opening weekend lineup.
You're saying off air, you know, that when you're looking at the top movies around the country at whatever theaters are actually open and operating, which is mostly drive-ins and parking lots and everything else, you said Empire Strikes Back was one of the top movies, and you're like, what universe is this right now, right?
Right. Yeah. There's been a few moments like that where I've just kind of stood out in the lot to catch a breath and, you know, take it all in. And, you know, there were a couple moments where I had to almost pinch myself, like, is this real?
Yeah.
And one of them was, Empire Strikes Back was the number one movie in the country. You know, that came out in 1980.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I can just remember just having my jaw on the ground was actually opening weekend. You know, it was a sold-out crowd like it's been every weekend, but they're here for the Flintstones. Like
yeah.
The Flintstones.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
And these are all movies people probably have at home, but they need to get out, and I think it's good for mental health, and I think that that's important.
Absolutely. I got another one for you. All right, so Tom Hanks and Bachelor Party and four episodes of Bosom Buddies.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm your idea guy right here.
You know what? Even if nobody comes to that, I'll sit with you and watch it myself.
Okay.
That's great.
Let's do it on like a Tuesday after midnight then. We can do that later when everyone's gone home. When everyone's gone home. So tell folks like what the new parameters are if they have not returned and come to your drive-in. It's in McHenry. Fabulous classic outdoor theater. What are the kind of the new rules these days?
Yeah, it's very similar to rules that restaurants have, actually. There's as opposed to when we normally park two vehicles in between two parking poles. We only park one right in the center. So you're a good 20, you got 20 feet of social distancing between you and the next carload of people. We can finally sit outside. You can sit outside the car as long as you sit in front of it. If you're walking to the washroom or, you know, going to take your dog for a walk in the back grass area, we just ask that you wear a mask whenever you're out and about.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Fair enough for all this. And then food. What's the food deal?
Well, we kind of treat it like curbside pickup. That's what we were doing. So I bought one of those carts they have at the golf course where you can serve hot food and drinks. And
right.
Yeah, so it was cool to do it that way. But as we are now, as long as we maintain a minimum capacity in our concession stand, our concession stand's fully functioning.
Oh, great. Okay. Good, good, good. And you can do that. I mean, right? I mean, you just got to count how many people are coming in and, you know, floor stickers and all that other good stuff. But, I mean, families right now just want to feel comfortable. They want to make sure that things are taken care of. And, man, you've been working on this long before you opened. You were working on this in March and April thinking about how am I going to do this? And those are the type of places I want to bring my family. So I appreciate all the hard work that you're doing.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
What are some of the other ideas or things that you've got scheduled ahead here? Because I know Saturday night, tomorrow night, you've got a concert that you're doing, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the Blake Shelton drive-in experience. Blake Shelton, cool. Gwen Stefani, and Trace Adkins. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I have some really big stuff in the work. I mean, okay. Big stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't have it 100% confirmed. Mm-hmm. But what I'll do, Dave, is I'll text you because I think you're going to like this.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. And tell folks about, like, what time do you get there? What's the admission? All the basics.
Yeah. If you get here by 7:30, movies are beginning around 9 o'clock now. But 7:30, you'll be able to get yourself a really good parking spot. But, you know, even if you get here by 8, you're still in good shape. You know, with the sun set so late in the evening now, people are showing up a little later between 8 and 9, I'd say, for the most part.
Okay, all right. And then we had a caller called Curtis and asked here about the, like, how do you get sound in your car? So you're not doing renting radios. You don't really have the speakers to throw in your car. It's all through the FM dial, right?
Yeah, the speakers, unfortunately, if they go into the vehicle, they have to be sanitized, and you can't use them for a week.
Yeah.
So we don't even have the speakers turned on.
Yeah.
But you can listen to 89.9 FM, so you get your car stereo rolling. And then we do rent out radios at the concession stand if you need one. And what I did do, and this turned out really nice, I put external speakers on all the buildings.
Oh.
So even when I'm there watching a movie, I don't have anything with me. Because it's just stereo just around you sitting outside.
That's great. So when you're going to get food and stuff, you're not missing a damn thing.
You won't miss a thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, tickets are available, of course, at the box office. And for more information on the McHenry Outdoor Drive-In, I mean, this is a great place. Go to visit GoldenAgeCinemas.com. Thanks again, as always, Scott. I know it's a very busy night for you, and let's keep talking because you're doing all this fun stuff, and I want to let people know about this.
Dave, you're the best. I appreciate it. Always love hanging out with you. Call me anytime.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. There's no Wisconsin State Fair this year, but they do have a drive-through. Cream puffs, cheese curds, and more. We'll talk to Kathleen O'Leary, CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, next on 720 WGN.
Guess what? Guess what would taste good right now to everyone in the car?
Cigarettes? Here they are.
The favorite of young and old alike. We've got your favorite kind at the concession stand. Come on down and pick out the kinds you want to enjoy during the rest of the show.